Everyone turned and noticed. Yeah, back then everyone knew he was lucky to have you. Kings lose their crowns, and nobody wants to stick around. When the truth comes out, when the truth comes out, time will be on your side.
That is brand new music from Kathleen Edwards, our Canadian Queen of Americana, which sounds really odd, actually, when you say it out loud. The song is called When the Truth Comes Out from the album Billionaire. It was produced by Jason Isbell. It's getting rave reviews, and Kathleen was gracing the Spotify billboard on Dundas Square just recently, and congratulations to Kathleen. Before that, we played some music from Joe Lee Laid. Joe Lee Laid is a band that came together under some really cool circumstances. Now for one of my favorite artists of all time. This is Mississippi Goddamn, live at Westbury Music Fair, April 1968, from the album Nuff Said by the incomparable Nina Simone, right here on the jukebox.
You love? And of course, a couple of years ago, four little girls were killed in Alabama. And at that time, we got the inspiration to do this song. But Dr. King's murder has left me so numb. I don't know where I'm at, really. And of course you heard this song that was composed by Gene Taylor, especially for today. But I hope that between now and the end of the year, it'll all be together enough that we will have songs that go down in history for these wonderful, brave people who are no longer with us. so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Lurleen Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama has got me so upset, and Memphis has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Hound dogs on my trail. Little school children sitting in jail. Black cat cross my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. In due time, 'cause I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you, me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know, you keep on saying go slow. Washing the windows,
no.
Picking the cotton,
no.
Nothing but rotten,
no.
Too damn lazy,
no.
Thinking's crazy,
no.
Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just try to do my very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. 'Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Now you heard him. He's one of you. If you have been moved at all, and you know my songs at all, for God's sakes, join me. Don't sit back there. The time is too late now. Good God, you know, the king is dead, the king of love is dead, I ain't about to be nonviolent, honey. Oh, oh no, picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. But all I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. And I loved him because he believed it. He lived by it. But you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you stopped calling my mama Aunt Sadie. Hear me now. But my country is full of lies. We're all gonna die and die like flies. Trust nobody anymore. Keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble.
No.
Desegregation.
No.
Mass participation.
No.
Unification.
No.
Do things gradually.
No.
But bring more tragedy.
No.
To live next to me, just give me my equality. 'cause everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn. That's it.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's Lesbian of the Year, The Beaches, who rose to fame after they decided to go independent, which is incredible for them. They have done so well across the world, and really proud to call them Canadians. And they have released a brand new song. You just heard it here on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. We got music from Polaris Prize-winning artist, hip-hop MC and producer, also author, Cadence Weapon from Alberta. And You Can't Stop the Machine, featuring Buck 65. You may know him from the CBC Drive show. Eagle and Hawk from Winnipeg is also on the show. We're going to play a song called Wild West Show. This was released in 2007. And Eagle and Hawk won the Juno for Best Music of Aboriginal Recording in 2002. So really around the inception of the award. Finger 11 is on to the show, and they're back with Filter, Blue Sky Mystery. This is a great song, and I haven't heard from the band in a little while. Nice to have them back. Now, from Six Nations of the Grand River, brand new music that came out this spring from six-time, well, he may have more now, but last I counted, six-time NAMI nominee Chase Martin. The NAMI stand for Native American Music Awards. And you are about to hear his song, Bullet Train, right here on the jukebox.
Down a mountain and I'll never get a grip music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The Sutler's store will remain open until 12 o'clock.
You're gonna have to be brave, because there's gonna be lots of shooting.
Gentlemen, congratulations. Indian Scouts, yutte.
I'm a Pisces like Andre Nicotina. Dating Geminis is a split decision, but now I'm in the business of precision. Arches tied up with infinite indecision. You may remember those visions, the fairly tender precisions of the hypothetical music industry division. Now I have a questionable question. Have you engaged an artist in repertoire sessions? And if so, I got a couple ex-cons and pros. They talk a good game and they got something to say. Auto-tune moves with digital display. Trend spotter office in charge of truth decay. Now you can't stop the machine. No, you can't stop the machine. 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 No, you can't stop the machine. You can't stop the machine. You can't stop the machine.
Jupiter's diamond oceans, I'm the scarecrow. The sexy machine gave me the millionaire flow. Gave me the voice of an angel. Made my hair grow. Got the skin of a snake made out of underwear, bro. High class works of art, that's real rare, yo. Backstage pass at the international air show. I let all of my worries and my despair go. In the swimming pool and I don't even care though. Bending way over, I'm straighter than an arrow. Chilling like Hercules, living like a pharaoh.
Early involvement with music can contribute to a child's intellectual growth.
I can unequivocally assert the validity of that statement.
Ask the trusted experts at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments about their full line of guitars, strings, brass, woodwinds, drums, and keyboards. Our music lesson centers offer lessons in person or online for all levels, ages, and styles.
I actually feel myself getting smarter.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to long-mcquaid.com for details.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. If you want to learn how to talk to people about climate change, one expert suggests studying Taylor Swift.
I think storytelling is the essential skill that we have to teach people who want to be better communicators in this space, and she's the master storyteller of the modern era.
Joseph Rome is a senior research fellow at the Center for Science, Sustainability, and Media at the University of Pennsylvania, and he's a Swiftie, who co-hosts a podcast in which he and his daughter analyze the storytelling techniques Taylor Swift uses in her songs. He suggests using stories to communicate about climate change because they're memorable and they engage people on an emotional level.
Start with your personal story and let people know what you've been through and why it means something to you.
And he recommends using metaphors to make concepts more relatable, like describing climate warming pollution as a heat-trapping blanket.
I think metaphors are the single most powerful thing. And of course, you know, Taylor Swift uses a great many metaphors. You know, when she says, "Darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream," right? That's two metaphors.
So to help increase awareness of climate change, Rome advises people to put on their headphones and learn from a modern master of storytelling. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication